Hello, and welcome to today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Our reading titled, Slow Fashioned Grace, was written by Monica LaRose. Have you heard of slow fashion? The hashtag captures a movement focused on resisting fast fashion, an industry dominated by cheaply made and quickly disposed of clothing. In fast fashion, clothes are out of style nearly as quickly as they're in the stores, with some brands disposing of large quantities of their products every year. The slow fashion movement encourages people to slow down and take a different approach. Instead of being driven by the need to always have the latest look, slow fashion encourages us to select fewer, well-made, and ethically sourced items that will last. As I reflected on slow fashion's invitation, I found myself wondering about other ways I fall into a fast fashion way of thinking, always looking for fulfillment in the latest trend. In Colossians 3, however, Paul says finding true transformation in Jesus isn't a quick fix or a fad. It's a lifetime of quiet, gradual transformation in Christ. Instead of needing to clothe ourselves with the world's latest status symbols, we can exchange our striving for the Spirit's clothing of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We can learn patience with each other on the slow journey of Christ transforming our hearts, a journey that leads to lasting peace. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Let's pray. Dear God, we're so grateful that we can surrender our anxious strivings in exchange for the peace of a quiet walk with you. And when we get in a cycle of chasing after all the things that bring us temporary happiness that fades almost as quickly as we obtain it, remind us that true and lasting contentment is found only in you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.